just a big voice.
No, I'm not just a big voice. I have a guest with me this afternoon. I keep going to say this evening, but it's not. It's definitely this afternoon. It's the lovely Anita McCarthy from St. Francis Hospice. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Ian.
Talk a bit closer to the mic, darling.
I'm good, thank you.
You're good. Oh, hang on. Let me turn that around that way. That's it. Right in there. Push that back in. That's better. Sorry, I should have done that before. You've been here long enough. Just having a casual chat, and I just forgot to do all the checks. Check the doors are locked and the cabin's ready for takeoff.
Right, we're all ready to go.
Fire exits are here, here, and here. Right, off we go. What you got to tempt us with today? What are you telling us about from some all in the world of St. Francis Hospices?
Well, there's always plenty going on.
Good.
Lots of things where we hope people get involved and support us. So there is something here for everyone.
Hang on, before we start, firstly, ooh, the big orange quiz, how'd it go?
Oh, thank you for mentioning that, Ian. The big orange quiz was an amazing night, a really fantastic night. We had over 700 people came together and really just loads of fun. People made incredible effort.
Lovely.
Dressing up their tables, dressing up in different outfits, themes. People just went all out to have a really fun night. And the eggheads were amazing. We had 7 eggheads for Pipsy. Really down to earth, really getting in, mixing with the people, having lots of photos taken in exchange for donations to the hospice.
Lovely.
And Steve Davis, he's just a super legend, really. Obviously, legend of super, of snooker, even.
Mr. Interesting.
He's a really lovely guy.
Oh, and great.
He was just so lovely. People were just so, impressed with him that he went round. You know, obviously, he's just so well-loved locally, isn't he?
Of course
he is,
yes.
He's just really down to earth. And
did you sell many oranges?
We did all right. So I'm not sure how much it's raised at the moment, but we had, great support with people buying answers from the eggheads and from Steve Davis.
Lovely.
Because he led the music rounds. And Chris Hood, who was one of Phoenix FM's
who
races.
You said wasn't presenting it, yeah, and he was. Yeah, I remember. Is Chris at? No, I don't think he's doing it this year.
He was co-hosting.
Awesome.
And he with Steve Davis, and he was brilliant. He's a really funny guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really funny.
Yeah, he grows mushrooms. He's a real fun guy.
Too fast for me. Too fast.
Anyway, I've digressed. What you got for this month, my love?
Well, we've got, this month, just before I talk about our challenge events, we've got a super challenge, the London Marathon. I just want to say a big shout out to our marathon runners.
When's that?
Who are, it's on Sunday the 28th of April. So if anybody's got any...
It's my eldest daughter's birthday.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes. Lovely. So it's a special day. Well, Marathon Day is a mega special day for us because it's one of our biggest fundraising, events of the year.
Yep.
And people work so hard. You've got to be so dedicated
to
do
the marathon. Oh, of course.
It hurts.
Back
it's
in the
hard.
70s, I indulged in a lot of marathons.
Really?
And they changed the name to Snickers and I had to stop.
For a lot of people, they probably agree with you with that. And, our runners are absolutely amazing. And what will be surprising as well was there's quite a few of them who are not a fan of running. A few of them have told me they even hate running.
Yep.
But they have got such a strong desire to make a difference to hospice and to take, and it's an iconic challenge. It's one of the
world famous,
isn't it? The London Marathon. So if anybody's free on Sunday, the 28th of April, come along to mile 23. We'll have a cheer station there. Join us. Give a shout out to these most amazing people, and a really big shout out to Brentwood Running Club too, because they're absolutely amazing. They have their own club places, and they give them out to their runners in exchange for raising money for the hospice. And
oh, wow. How good is that?
Yeah, they are absolutely amazing. And they've raised thousands of pounds for us over the years.
Oh, that's good.
So that's a huge one. But for something, that's a little bit kind of a bit easier, a bit less intense for lots of people, we've got 3 events coming up. We've got the Vitality London and 10,000, which is a 10K run around London. That's on May the 27th.
Still a long way.
Well, so you've got time to train. Yeah, 10K is a fair challenge.
Yeah.
But there's lots of people out there who are out there running and who are, you've still got time to train.
Okay, and when is it?
So it's the last bank holiday in May.
In May.
In May. So that's Monday, May the 27th. 7th.
Okay.
And it's an amazing route around London, and we've got exclusive places in there.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's, you know, it's a great day. You go past all the major sites, Westminster Abbey, Big Ben, Houses of Parliament. So it is a really cool run, obviously closed streets, so a unique opportunity to do something like that. So yeah. Marathon's a biggie. You need a lot of work for this. You still need to really work hard, but it's achievable. Yeah. And you get a lovely big medal at the end.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it at the beginning. It'll weigh you down.
No, you don't want it. You want it on the way round, but at the end, you'll be, you know, it'll make it all worthwhile.
Oh, lovely.
And again, if you fancy getting on your bike, lots of cyclists out there. I see lots of cyclists around Brentwood. It's an amazing place for cycling. We've got the Prudential Ride London Surrey 100. It's a 100-mile challenge.
Right.
That is a really cool bike ride. It starts off at the Olympic Park, and you work your way through London, through Surrey, some very some tricky hills. But that adds to the challenge.
So it goes urban to countryside.
It does, and it's a really beautiful route. So you go.
Can
all
you
the
get
sites.
The bus back?
Unfortunately, not. No, no. Unfortunately, you can't. But again, an awesome and you awesome bike ride, and you ride through the mole, and that's where you finish up by outside Buckingham Palace. So
oh wow,
very spectacular, and that's on Sunday, August the 4th. So you definitely have time to train for that. The weather's getting a bit nicer. The days are getting a bit longer.
It's my niece's birthday.
Is it? So these are all special dates, aren't they? Really? Yeah. So we've got exclusive places in this bike ride now. So the ballot places are all gone.
Okay.
So, I mean, if anybody has got a ballot place and would still like to fundraise for us, that would be absolutely amazing. But they haven't obviously got a pressure of raising a target. But, you know, to have you as part of Team SFH, that would be amazing.
How much have they got to raise for you?
To take one of our gold bond places, it's for £500.
Right.
That's
not
much. We ask people to aim for. So I mean, if they come under a bit under, that's absolutely fine. But it's a target we ask people to aim for.
Yeah, that's not much to aim for. It's a great little target. It's more than achievable.
It's definitely achievable, and we can give you a lot of help with that. We can give people a lot of fundraising advice. We've got hampers. We give people to raffle out to help.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So you've got support all the way, you know, all the way with that.
Is there cheese and biscuits in the hampers?
Well, sometimes there is some very nice hampers. We're very lucky we get donated lots of.
Bring some cheese and biscuits
things.
In next time you
Shall
come.
I bring the cheese and biscuits? Yeah. We get donated lots of gifts like that from. Just from the community. People are amazing. Local supermarkets are very good to us, so we're very, very grateful.
People are very generous when it comes to SFH. They are.
They are. And again, we don't take that for granted. We rely on that generosity and are very, very grateful for it. And all these different things people can do make a massive difference to us, because it costs £21,000 a day to run our services.
Yeah.
And we don't charge people to use our service in any way. And when people are referred, they have access to the best care. You know, and it's very wide ranging, so it's very much tailored to meet what people need.
Yes.
And a lot of that helps people to live independently in their homes, because many people, 85% of our care is in the home, because most people want to remain at home and be at home, and they can be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they just need the support to do so. So there's just one other challenge event. Again, it's a while off. This is in October, but it's the Havering Half Marathon, and it's the first time there'll be a half marathon in Havering for 25 years.
Wow.
So
I never left a half marathon in the 70s, so I always finished them.
But again, it's a fair old challenge. 13.1 miles is no walk in the park. But again,
is it round a park?
It's a fair way round. It's more than just round a park.
Right.
So yeah, so there's a great route set out, and that's on Sunday, October the 6th.
And it'll be nice and cool, so you won't be.
Yeah, it's a nice time of year.
Yeah. It's a great time of year for running.
Exactly.
Like this time is great for running, but you want August is a bit.
So it's none of the extremes, isn't it? So it's kind of still pleasant, but not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice time of year. And you'll have had a bit of the summer to get warmed up, actually. The marathon's quite hard because you do all your training in the winter. So you have to be quite hardcore for the marathon. So this one's a bit different. And then we have a lovely family day out.
Right.
And if you're into cars, this is the super one. It's our Frankie Car Show.
Right.
Frankie's Car and Bike Fest. So that's in September.
Who's Frankie?
Frankie's our mascot.
Okay.
We've got a lion called Frankie. He's our mascot. So you haven't met him yet. I haven't had the pleasure. I'll have to bring him in sometime.
You'll have to bring Frankie in, yes.
He's quite a presence. Once you've met him, you won't forget him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's our big lion mascot.
Well, let's hope that's a roaring success.
I'm sure it will be. Well, actually, our car show is a roaring success.
Awesome.
We've had 7 car shows, and they've helped raise over £125,000. So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
When is that?
That's on the 1st of September.
Okay.
There's a key date for people.
Do you want a live band to play at that?
Well, do you know, I've after hearing that song, I'm very impressed.
There you see.
Do you know? If you're offering your services, you know, I could...
If we're available, yes, I am offering my services.
That is really cool. Actually, we do have, it's a live event as well, where we do have a vintage market, and there's stalls, and there's always music.
And so we play old music.
That would be quite fitting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. And again, if you're into cars, it's an amazing day, because the amount of cars, you get hundreds of people show displaying their cars. And again, some of these old cars, are just classic cars, are just really cool to look at.
I know about them. Our bass player has one.
Really?
He has a Panther.
Oh, wow. So that's a beautiful car.
He goes and shows them at a few shows.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and if people have got until the 17th of August to book their car in if they want to display their car. And I know that might seem a while off, but time is flying, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
We're into April now. That's a really great day out for just families, and if you love a car. And now that we know that you'll be performing, Ian, that's amazing.
Well, hopefully, yes. I'll see if the rest of the band members are available, and we'll talk about it.
Wow. And just to let people know, so they can find out about all these events and everything else that's going on about our services on our website, which is at sfh.org.uk. And it'd be great if people could just, you know, get in touch and follow us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook. We update every day with, you know, what's going on and what's happening. Some really inspiring stories on Facebook. And also we're on Twitter at SFH UK, and also on Instagram. So please, you know, follow us, find out how you can get involved. If you don't fancy, you know, the action events, there's also ways you can get involved with volunteering. We always need volunteers. Volunteers are the backbone of the hospice. We couldn't do our service without them.
Always, always. And the volunteers in the shops as well.
Absolutely, we always need. We've got 16 stalls around our catchment areas, so that's Brentwood, Barkingham, Dagenham, Havering and Redbridge, and we always need people. If you can just spare a few hours a week, or, you know, or any time you can spare, we have an opportunity for you, and, you know, you'll meet the best of people, and you'll be, you know, helping raise money for a great, great cause.
Is there any training involved in coming into the shops, or is it you just got to have a brief knowledge of how to deal with the general public and serve?
I think so. I think if you have an interest, and we'll train you.
Oh, cool.
We do an induction, and you'll be fully trained. And again, it's a great way of getting experience and confidence. Some people may not have been to work for a while, or maybe through family just needed some time out. It's a great way. Or you may be retired. So whatever your situation, or sometimes you might just have some time to give and want to get involved.
Yeah.
We will give all the training that you need. So you just need to come with the right attitude and a willingness.
Awesome.
And really, that's it, really, and you can be part of an amazing team.
Good. And thank that's that, that's it for this month, is it?
That's it. Enough to
that went quick,
right,
didn't
now.
It?
It did.
So let's have a recap. We've got the London Marathon.
Yes.
On the 28th of April.
Yeah, brilliant.
What's the next one?
We've got the Vitality London. That's a 10K run through London on May the 27th.
So it's basically a month
apart. Yes.
Yep.
And then we kind of jump then to August, where we've got the Prudential Ride London Surrey 100.
August the 4th,
yeah, yep. I know that day.
And October, September the 1st is the car show.
Yes, that's a brilliant day. And then for another action event, Half Marathon is on Sunday, October the 6th.
And people can get in touch via
our website. Everything's on there with full details, and you can book there, and that's at sfh.org.uk. But also check us out on social media. You'll find out more, and you can find out about our events there too.
Lovely. Thanks for coming in, and I'll see you next month.
Thank you. That's
time
brilliant.
Will just fly by.
It does. Absolutely.
You take care. Thanks
Thank
for popping
you,
in.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.